I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
The Acts 6 passage is what I describe as the greatest revival moment of the early church. And of course, everyone, it seems like, is talking about revival. Certainly, we need to define what that is, what it looks like, how it happens, which is really why I wrote this book. But in Acts 6, the church is moving along. Obviously, there's spiritual opposition in a lot of ways, persecution, corruption with Ananias and Sapphira in chapter 5. But in chapter 6 is distraction and division, which I think are very relevant to some of the things we face today. And for those who don't know the story, in essence, the widow feeding program had broken down. The church was probably about 20,000 people at this point in Jerusalem. So you can imagine how hard that would be to really manage. And the potential of division was there. The Greek-speaking widows weren't getting the food. The Hebrew-speaking widows were. And it just sounds like modern-day church almost. But what happened in that environment, Neil, is the apostles said, we're not going to actually take care of this. We're not going to run a widow feeding program. We think there are some men here who are full of the Spirit who can do this, so you find who they are and we'll appoint them. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the Word. And fascinating to see that, because I always say to leaders that the power of no is in a stronger yes. In other words, the ability to say no to distractions and lesser things has to be rooted in knowing what your yeses are. And Neil, that's a paradigm of leadership we have fundamentally lost in New Testament Christianity, that resolute, paramount commitment to prayer and the ministry of the Word. But what happened because of that, they selected these seven, and here's the verse that I think is so key. It says, "Then the word of God continued to spread. The number of the disciples multiplied greatly," which, Neil, is a fascinating term, because they were adding, then they were multiplying, now they're multiplying greatly, so you can put away the calculator at this point. But the last phrase, "and a great many priests were becoming obedient to the faith." That'd be like opening the paper and Bill Maher is converted, Buddhist priests leave the temple, Islamic mullahs become Christians. People you'd never thought would come to Christ are being converted en masse. Well, that's revival. And again, the key wasn't a program or a five-point strategy. The key was the environment of the local church that was established by the priority and model of the leaders. And I believe that is perhaps the greatest need that we have today in the church, because the devil doesn't have to destroy our leaders. He only has to distract them. And in doing so, he diminishes the work of the gospel and leaves us powerless in terms of what impact we really should be having. So Acts 6 is really, the greatest story of revival that we see in the book of Acts, and really ought to be a model for us today.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.